And here on KBRB, as we continue on our winter sports preseason interviews, we are with the Stewart girls basketball coach, Colin Sherman. And coach, you're probably going to have to learn to pick up some coaching duties now. You've had a great group of girls that has come through and went through the door, and a lot to replace from last year. Even though you do bring back a few that saw some playing time last year, I don't really want to say rebuilding year, but boy, you lost a lot of talent and a lot of experience off of last year's squad.
Yeah, you know, anytime you lose eight girls in a D2 team, there's going to be a little bit of a rebuilding process, I guess you could say. But the one thing, you know, that we have Sydney and Sarah and Lacey coming back. They all had significant varsity time last year. And then the girls that were freshmen last year, you know, we were lucky enough to have JV games throughout the year. So, you know, they got a lot of ball in last year. And you know, we had a pretty good summer. We're going to be low in numbers, but the numbers that we have are athletic girls. So I'm excited to get going with them. And I think the girls are, you know, getting excited too for next week.
And I think a lot that I see out of Stewart's success for you, coach, is that not only do the girls succeed in one sport, they succeed in all sports. You just have some really, really good athletes.
Yeah. You know, they had a great volleyball season again, you know, qualifying for state for the second year in a row. And, you know, I think last year we kind of used that momentum coming in too. You know, anybody coming off a successful season, you're kind of anxious to get the next one going just to see what you can do. And, you know, practice is, you know, a lot of energy in practice. And, you know, even though we only have, you know, three really experienced varsity girls coming back, all those girls got time playing, you know, down in Lincoln this year. So no stage is bigger than what they've played in, you know, in the fall. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to too.
Well, you know, you were able to score quite a few points last year. Of course, I believe Lexi Schroeder, she broke the school record. So some big shoes to fill. Somebody that you think maybe can do that, or maybe it's going to take a couple girls to do so?
You know, I think it will take a couple girls to do so. It's tough to replace, you know, Lexi Schroeder. And we just keep talking, you know, you don't have to replace Lexi Schroeder. Just, you know, some different girls got to step up. And that's kind of what we had this summer. And, you know, honestly, we had three or four girls step up big time this summer, because I think last year we just kind of expected Lexi to do her thing. And, you know, this year girls kind of took that next step. And, you know, Sydney Estel did, and Lacey Paxton and Sarah and Reagan Strikey and Addison Steinhauser and Addie Kettler, you know, all six of those girls had a great summer this year. And, you know, I'm just excited to see what they can do. You know, it's going to be some different faces on the floor for us. You know, past 4 years, we've had kind of the similar faces with Taya and, you know, Lexi and Cadence and Abigail and Katie and all those girls. And now we get fresh faces. And, you know, it's just kind of exciting. And I think the girls are excited for it, and the girls are ready to step up and make an impact.
One of the smaller schools in the state of Nebraska is Stewart. As you mentioned, numbers are going to be low. And as we take a look at your schedule, you're basically playing up every night of the week. Helps you PowerPoint-wise, and also probably helps you as you go along throughout the season, preparing you for the Niobrara Valley Conference Tournament, which looks to be a pretty good loaded girls' side once again.
Yeah, no, for sure. Playing up's nice. Playing the C2 schools and a lot of D1 schools, you know, it's great. And a lot of those schools are honestly in the Niobrara Valley Conference. And, you know, like you said, it prepares us for postseason play and PowerPoints wise. And, you know, we're gonna need some PowerPoints this year, you know, with the sub-district that we have with St. Mary's in it, CWC and all them. And, you know, it's kind of nice at the end of the year to have that in your back pocket just in case something would happen. You know, we still have a chance to get into one of those sub-state games.
Boy, you get a lot of games before January. Not playing in a holiday tournament, but looks like you're going to pick up, looks like maybe 10 games, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 8 games, that is, before you head for the holiday break.
Yeah, our December is always loaded. And, you know, I tell you what, I think the whole team, including myself, is ready for Christmas break when it hits, because we're just pretty exhausted from everything. And, you know, but for us in the past, December has been the most important month, because, you know, you can pick up a lot of wins before Christmas break. It's kind of nice. And, you know, something, if you slip up in January there, you know, you still have these December wins in your pocket. So, you know, it's just something that we've done every year since I've been here anyway. So 7 years. And, you know, the girls are always up for the challenge. Like you said, they just get out there and they compete no matter what the situation is. And that's a group that I always want to go to battle with.
Well, and again, don't want to give anything away, but I expect it to be an upbeat, push the ball with the guards and the athletic ability that you have, Coach. And, you know, we're going to be covering quite a few of your games, and just excited to see this team that's going to be hitting the floor for the Stuart Lady Broncos.
Yeah, you know, we're not going to change much from what we've done in the past, so you're not really giving anything away. And, you know, like I said, the one thing I'm excited for is just to see some new girls step up in a new role and make a new impact to this team.
Coach Colin Sherman, we wish you and the gals the best of luck as you head into the 2022-23 girls basketball season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And that, again, is Coach Colin Sherman, Stuart girls basketball coach, on our winter sports preseason interviews.